Hey everybody, welcome into Season 3, Episode 8 of the Jake Boucher Show. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Hope you're having a great day. And in today's episode, I just wanted to discuss, quite simply, as the title says, consistency. I've said it plenty of times on this podcast, I'm pretty sure, that I struggle with consistency, and I just want to dive into that a little bit more in this quick episode and kind of just give my two cents about it. And kind of just, you know, get something off my chest about my consistency issues, because it's clear that I have them and I'm not alone in that aspect. I'm pretty sure 99% of human beings have issues with consistency. So without further ado, let's just jump right into the episode. I have said plenty of times before to myself and to other people that I struggle with consistency. I struggle to stay on top of things and really kind of stay on a consistent schedule. And I really hate myself for that fact. It's just so hard for me to change my ways, change how consistent I am. It's not a, I try sometimes, but I just don't stick to it. That's the issue. It's like 18 to 21 days until you form a habit, or 18 to 21 times in a row until you form a habit. And that's something I really have to just focus on and try to form a habit and really start focusing on this podcast and be consistent with it, because I've never been consistent with it. And it's really just, I was just thinking like of an episode to do just a few minutes ago, and I was just like, it's been 2 weeks since I posted my last episode. And before that, it was about, I think it was like a month before, in between episodes, and so on and so forth. My goal going into this year was to be more consistent with my podcast, and that has not happened. I mean, I think it's been a little better this year than last year, personally, in terms of consistency, but it's nowhere near where I need it to be. And I just really got to build on that, build on my consistency, and I'm very, very certain that pretty much everybody listening to this episode currently has issues with their own consistency. They struggle with doing the daily task and saying that they're going to do what they say they're going to do. And it's one of those things that you just got to try to work at. I'm working on it constantly, and I just get distracted. That's my big thing. I get sidetracked super easily. I probably get sidetracked more than the average person. And I think a lot of that has to do with my phone and social media. I sometimes tell myself, like when I'm taking a break from doing work or whatever, I'm like, I'm gonna go on social media for like 3 minutes. I'm gonna get off my phone at, let's just say, 2:30, and then all of a sudden I look at my phone, it's like 2:55. I'm like, oh my god. And see, and then after that, it's like oh, I don't really need to do that today. It's a disaster. It's really a disaster. That's what it is. And it's something I really have to work on like super, super hard and try to get to that 18 to 21 days and just build a consistent schedule and just stay on top of my tasks and stay on top of what I actually need to get done. Like getting this podcast done every week is what I should be doing. I have no excuse to not be doing it. I have like 6 days in between each Friday to do a podcast episode. And I still don't do it. And oh, it's so frustrating to me. I really got to work on my, just getting off my phone when I tell myself I need to get off it, and kind of just start taking accountability for my consistency issues, because there's no one else to blame but me. And if you're listening to this and you have consistency issues, I'm pretty willing to bet that there's no one else to blame but you. I think it's all our own doing. Everything, we make a choice for everything. And so many people get sidetracked like me, but I think I get sidetracked more than the average person. But who knows what that statistic actually is. So yeah, it's just a matter of me personally and everybody listening to this right now who has consistency issues to kind of just do everything in your power to stay on a consistent schedule. Do whatever you can. Do whatever helps you stay on that schedule, and try your absolute hardest to look at your to-do list, write down your goals or your to-do list for the day or the week, whatever it is, and just look at that and try to just say, okay, I got to get this done between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. and just stick to it. And if you get distracted like me by your phone and social media in general, then try to put it in a different room. I've tried that a few times and it works, and I just don't stick to it because I'm addicted to my phone. I hate to say it, but I'm addicted to my phone, and I'm always like, when it's in within reach of me, I constantly just like glance at it, or I look at it and I'm like thinking like, oh, well, if I have any new notifications, or oh, I should probably check Instagram real quick, and that type of stuff is what I need to change. And kind of maybe put time limits on my social media apps and have them lock me out when I have been on them too long. I mean, that's an option, like a very good option, actually. So there's plenty of different things I could do, but my main issue is the phone and social media in general. That's what holds me up so much. And maybe I hope this episode helps someone out there who's in a similar situation as me, because I'm not the only one going through this. I'm not the only one who has consistency issues. I'm not the only one who has time management issues, whatever you want to call it or whatever. It's natural human instincts to procrastinate and kind of get caught up in the moment and caught up in what's going on in the outside world with social media. And don't feel bad about it. You can work on it. Like me, I got to work on it. We all can work on something to improve ourselves. And that's something, one of the biggest things I can improve about myself is my consistency. And I don't think I have anything else to really say about that subject. It's just a matter of, like I said, the 18 to 21 days, according to scientists, whatever scientist you want to believe. I mean, there's people out there who say different things, but you know, that's about the average, 18 to 21 days until you form a habit. So it's just getting through that 3 weeks of sticking to something. Like me, if I did a podcast for 21 straight weeks, 18 straight weeks, it would become habit for me. And I would have to do one every single week. Just like working out has become a habit for me because I've done it more than 18 or 21 times in a row. When I tell myself I need to work out, I work out. And this habit, I feel gross if I don't work out after like 2 days. Which is amazing. That's what it should be. And that's what I need to happen with like social media content for me, content creation, creating these podcast episodes. As I want to feel like guilty. I want to feel gross about not putting out an episode every single week. That's what I want to feel like. And it's just a matter of just getting 18 straight episodes out in a row, 21 straight episodes out in a row, and just form that habit. And then before I know it, every single week, or maybe I'll up it to 2 or 3 times a week for an episode, it's just going to be habit. It's just going to be part of my daily schedule. Like, I'm not even going to think twice about it. And that's something like you, for you guys, like if you guys have thought about working out, you just got to get into that. You got to work out 18 to 21 straight times, or 18 to 21 different times you say you're going to work out. So if you want to work out 4 days a week, you work out 4 days a week for like basically 4.5 weeks. So after those 4.5 weeks, working out should become a habit for you. Your body's going to crave it when you don't work out for a day, maybe 2 days. Your body's gonna be like, all right, let's go work out. And you're like, shit, I have to go work out. Like, I feel disgusting right now. I feel guilty that I'm not working out currently. And you're going to find time for that. Like, sometimes I think like, oh, I have a super busy day today, but I still need to work out. But it's like, okay, I'm going to work out between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., that'll be my workout time, and then I can get on with my other task for the day. So that type of stuff, that it's just a matter of forming that habit. Once you form the habit, you're good to go. Those first 18, 21 times is the hardest part of the entire process. And once that's fully conquered, then the world is wide open to you. You're going to be super pumped. I'm going to be super pumped when I finally form the habit of producing a podcast episode every single week. It's going to be amazing. And that's like, once you get to that point, there's like, all right, there's no going back now. So, I think that's about it for this episode. I know I ranted a little longer than I intended to, and what I said about probably 5 minutes ago when I was wrapping up the episode. But here is the official wrap up of the episode. So thank you so much for tuning into this episode. It means so much to me. I hope you guys are having a great day. Hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope you, you know, enjoy times with friends and family, whatever you're doing, you know, working on your dreams, whatever the case may be. I hope you guys have a great time and enjoy doing what you're doing. And I look forward to doing the next episode. And this was just day one. It was part one, I should say, of an 21-week journey of trying to do a podcast episode every single week. I have no excuse not to. And just know, if I don't post an episode next week or the week after, whatever the case may be, just know I'm going to be feeling pretty crappy about myself and very disappointed in myself. And it's just, and then getting back to it and trying to form that habit and of those 21 consecutive times again. And just go from there. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you have any questions or anything, of course, you can direct message me on Twitter. Boucher_Jake23 is my username. You can reach me there. And yeah, so thank you so much. And I look forward to the next episode.